All right, pretty good week so far. But yesterday, the week's a little bit different with the Monday night game. But the guys are grinding through it, and we're on to Carolina. And with that, I'll just open it up and let you fire away.
A few of the guys said how important it is to keep Cam in the pocket and make him a pocket passer. How hard is that to do, though?
Yeah, it's tough. And look, even when he's a pocket passer, he's pretty good. He's a big, strong guy. He makes all the throws. And they do a really good job, I think, of protecting him. They'll keep however many guys they need in. Where I think they've really progressed, because I've played against him, I can't remember how many years, but he sees things, he may change protections, he gets them in a favorable play. I think they do a lot more of that checking at the line than they had in previous seasons.
Does he remind you of anyone else you played, or is he just that different?
I don't know, so I tell you, how many guys are that big and strong, and they're really putting it together. Look, they run the ball really well. It allows him to all the play-action pass you see. I'll tell you what they do. I think they push the ball downfield more than most teams. And even in the, typically a third and four, third and five, teams are navigating to get the first down. You'll see them push it downfield, and usually it's a positive play for them. That's pretty impressive.
But if you're able to keep him in the pocket, how important is that?
Well, when the guys are talking about that, it's because we've talked about how dangerous he can be when he gets out. Because now when he gets out, the guys on the back end are in a bind. Do you stay in coverage and he runs for a number of yards, or do you come out of coverage and you try to tackle him, and then he has a tendency to dump the ball off or get it downfield? What I was just talking about on pushing downfield, he does that a lot when he scrambles. So, you are better. We just play in the percentages, keep him in the pocket and have some tighter coverage downfield. We think that might be helpful. Now, really, keeping him in the pocket means we'd like to finish it and maybe get a sack or a knockdown. But, look, the guy's a quality quarterback. We'll try to mix it up a little bit, and hopefully we'll get some success on the front end with the pass rush.
Good to have Barry back?
Yeah, it was great to see Barry when he came in here a couple of weeks ago and he worked out. It was great to see him, brought back old memories. He's obviously rusty. Got to knock the rust off. And the one thing about coming at this time of the season is, when do you do this? No preseason games, it's not like we line up in pads and tackle, so it'll be a little bit different, but it is good to have him. It's great to have the veteran leadership.
He said he reached out to you and to Nunn, I guess, to kind of facilitate this.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the way, I don't remember when it was. I mean, I've been in touch with those guys even years when I wasn't here, but there was probably a text shared, and it was good to have him in. He was in great shape when he came in and worked out. Have you guys had a chance to see him yet?
Yeah.
And again, I go back to, he's an intelligent football player, and the leadership, I think, is great to have. And we'll see where he is playing-wise.
Are there enough similarities between what you guys were doing back then to pick this up?
Probably. I don't know where the wording is and the verbiage is right now, because it's probably changed more than I even realized. But playing defensive tackle is, there's a lot of common denominators there. A double team's a double team, and a reach block's a reach block. So hopefully Barry, that'll all come back to him real quick, because it's been a while since he's played.
You talked about Cam pushing the ball downfield. Is that almost a rarity in today's game? It seems like so many teams are throwing shorter and shorter.
Well, he's got a strong arm. He's got receivers that are getting open down there, and he's having time to do it. I just think it's impressive the way their offensive line is functioning. I mean, they got a center that's really intelligent. He's been doing it for a long time. And when you sit there and watch the end zone copies of the film, the coach's film, you just see a solid unit, just taking care of business, and the quarterback can sit there and throw it. So, and they'll keep a guy or a back or a tight end in if they need to protect. And I just think the way it's functioning right now has obviously been very effective for them.
Across the league, though, are you seeing more, short? It seems like
those teams that are spreading the ball out.
Yeah, how hard is that to defend, particularly the pick play, for instance?
That is tough. I mean, we're not supposed to call them pick plays because picks are illegal.
Right.
I'm sure Ben doesn't call them pick plays when you guys talk to him about it. That's where I think teams of offensive have progressed. They see you're in man in certain ways. They get indicators. They try to get information, and then they have these layers of pick routes we're talking about. And you're either fighting through them or you get out of the man coverage and try to play zone. And that's the cat and mouse game, the game within the game. And sometimes you're able to guess ahead of them and get out of something, sometimes not. And if not, the game, it's still, you cover a man, guy has the ball, and you play football. But I think the way a lot of offenses are functioning right now makes it tough.
Barry was obviously here in 2007.
until late and they went on a run.
Yeah.
Can he be a help in a leadership way of kind of reminding guys what's possible?
Well, I hope so, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're in a unique part of the season right now. And for Barry, now look, I'm not sure how many guys, I think JPP was here when Barry was here before. I'm pretty sure maybe his rookie year. But other than that, there's probably not a lot of familiar faces for Barry, other than mine and JPP's and a couple of the coaches. But I think any player with a wealth of experience, I think, can be helpful in December when you're in the thick of things. So, you know, hopefully that is a plus for us.
Where do you stand at your safety position at this point?
Well, with you got Coop and Craig and Landon right now, and Mac goes back there to help us out. But really, we're functioning with those three guys and, you know, a corner that slides over once in a while to play safety. And we've done that in practice. We keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we stay healthy. You know, Coop has kind of progressed pretty good. He doesn't get a lot of reps in there, but, I mean, he's – look, when you're – I remember back in 07 when Corey Webster, somewhere during the season, was deactivated. You know, he was still on the roster. But and sometimes that, you know, generates a little bit of energy, and they come back and – play with a little bit more inspiration. And Coop's done that. I think he's done a really good job. So that's good to see, and it's been helpful.
That's sort of what it is to you, like when you say he's progressed, sort of his energy? Is that
look, he's been in the system. I think the intelligence part of it is coming. He feels more comfortable. I thought I saw a more confident football player when he came back. I will say that. And I see him out there now functioning really well. And that's great to see. I'd love to see guys do that. It's helpful.
Obviously, O was back today.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, some fresh legs. Yeah, you know, it's tough when you're a rookie. Because early on here, there was I forget them all, but, you know, he was in OTAs the whole way and then training camp. And it's been a struggle for him. He had a period there where he was kind of down, but he's picked himself back up and he fought through this whole rehab thing. And now he's out there playing a game he loves, and we'll see where that progresses to. But it's great to have the fresh legs out there.
Is there any concern for a rookie to stay focused.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah, in some ways that's good. You know, you go on IR and you know you're not playing at all, you kind of drift. But he has stayed. He's stayed in tune. He's in tune in the meetings. He's been out there for the walkthroughs even though he's been injured. I think he's handled it pretty good.
I think he redshirted for a full year. Do you think that helps guys handle the short term?
Maybe, yeah, because it's similar, right? I don't know what the rules are when you redshirt, whether you can practice. I think they still can practice, can't they?
But he was in medical.
Okay, and so it might have been really very similar. But, you know, you come in as a – I tell you, what I've learned about is a very prideful guy. He's a perfectionist. He wants to do things really well. You know, he wants to please. And so when that wasn't happening for him, I think he was a little bit down. But he's come around and bounced back. It's great to see him out there.
I'm sure you're happy with what you've gotten from Jason. Do you sense any frustration from him, though, that the sacks haven't come?
I don't know that. We don't talk a lot about sacks. I mean, we talk more about, you know, pressure and hits and – obviously, again, love to have sacks. You know, it's not like we don't want him, but I don't know that. I think he's enjoying playing football right now. And of course, you know, having the big club or the wrap on is a little bit different for him. But he's working through it. I think he's working through
it. He seemed to have trouble wrapping up a couple times in that game.
Yeah.
What do you say to him as a coach? What can you sort of do to? Is there a way that you can improve that, or is that just sort of something you have to deal with?
Look, it's a little different for all of us when it's wrapped the way it is, although he's got two fumble recoveries. The guy with one hand has got two in the last two games. Made me think of that because today we talked about that in that defensive meeting. He's going to have to adjust. I mean, it's wrapped around with arms. You know, he's not grabbing cloth. We talk about grabbing cloth tackling, so he doesn't have that with one hand, but look, he's going to adjust his game to what he's got going on, and if he keeps progressing like he has, I think that'll be good for us.
He's still a difference maker in your mind when you look out there and you look on tape?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know.
Different level.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, he's a good football player for us. It's, you know, adjusting to the – I think you'd have to ask him more about that, but I think that would be tough for any player, you know, especially a defensive player where hands are something that you use. But – look, there's enough plays out there where he is helping our defense be successful, so we're glad we got him.
Does tackling concern you?
Yeah, it did in that game, and we talked about it right on Wednesday, we came back. That was a little disappointing. That's a good running back. And we talked about this. I just thought we could have done better tackle, especially in the first half.
How much do you need the tackling to be better Sunday?
How much do we
need the tackling to be better?
Well, you can't. When you're grinding away trying to get to the playoffs, if your football team's not tackling well, your chances go way down. We addressed that and talked about it right off the bat on Wednesday. There's not a lot in terms of actual tackling we can do. We have talked about in practice, even though we're in shells or just have helmets on, you can put yourself in a position to tackle without actually tackling. And that's what we've been concentrating on all week.
How much is that an isolated thing? Or is this something you've seen building up?
I don't know. I felt it in the game. And we addressed it at halftime. I do think we tackled better in the second half, and I'm hopeful that when we begin this game, we'll be a good tackling unit, because I think it's going to be good for anybody, our whole football team, if we don't tackle well.